A year ago this week, a new television network was born out of a union between ABC News and the Spanish language television channel Univision. They called it Fusion. We spoke with Fusion CEO Isaac Lee the day the new network launched.
We want to reach young millennials that consume media in a completely different way. We are going to do current events, news, pop culture, satire, but we're going to do it in a way that they can see the transparency, the honesty, the authenticity, and everything that we're going to do, it's going to have the adequate dose of humor. And that is a big change. Not everyone will get it, and I understand that. Sometimes I don't get it, but we are not doing this for me.
NPR media correspondent David Folkenflik recently visited the Fusion headquarters in Doral, Florida. He joins us with an update. Thanks for being here.
Thanks so much.
Well, has Fusion been able to accomplish what Isaac Lee laid out on our program last year?
Well, look, there's tremendous energy down there. People seem very excited about this. And it's an experiment to have these two parent companies, as you mentioned, ABC, Disney, really, as the parent companies of ABC News and Univision, each of them quite successful on their own, coming together. Sometimes you think of bureaucracies coming together as MSNBC was the product of Microsoft and NBC News. And that was a really awkward union. And here you see energy and drive and verve. That said, still very much a work in progress, still trying to build audience, still not rated by the Nielsen ratings company because they haven't yet got a strong enough base and penetration in the country as a whole. So I think they're saying, hey, we're proud of the strides we've taken.
Well, give us a sense of what you found down there in Doral when you visited. The studios are in an old warehouse.
Yeah, well, it's an old warehouse, but it's an enormous one. It's in the flight path of Miami International Airport. So they've had to soundproof it. It cost over $100 million to construct, and it's glorious. It's digital. You're housing the operations of Univision's news shop in Miami, Spanish language, with those of Fusion itself, geared towards millennials. Particularly, I think it's important to stress, at least at its birth, Latino millennials, and you see that in terms of the subjects they cover. They oversee subscribe in news about Latin America, issues important to Latinos, issues important to everyone, but specifically Latinos like immigration, and a lot of emphasis on subjects like soccer that are particularly appealing. But you see this fusion, you see this intersection of interests. So Jorge Ramos, who's kind of the combination of Peter Jennings, Brian Williams, and Christian Amanpour when it comes to Univision and Spanish speakers in this country, he's the main anchor for Univision. You know, he takes the tie off, he walks from one studio into another, and instead of speaking Spanish, suddenly he speaks in English to a younger audience with a slightly lighter touch. And that's kind of what they're doing. They're saying, look, this isn't your parents' Univision, and it's also not necessarily designed only to appear to Latinos, but somebody who's as trusted as Jorge is by Latinos is seeking to reach millennials, even as they also have a panoply of younger faces and voices as correspondents and anchors as well.
Well, and I actually asked Isaac Lee about that last year, about whether they were going after Hispanic millennials who speak English or millennials in general. Here's what he had to say.
Jeremy, we are trying to reach millennials. But what we're not going to do is ignore that 20% of millennials are of Hispanic descent, that they have a huge influence in culture, in society, in politics, in the economy. And the best way for us to reach Hispanic millennials as a core audience is to give them great content.
And David, we should point out that you can't always get Fusion depending on where you live and what cable provider you have.
That's right. It's only really available in about 20-some million homes in the country. And that's, there are over 100 million subscribers through cable and satellite and through online services to video and television products and channels. So they really haven't made the kind of penetration that they're going to need to have the collective consciousness that people will know this is a place I can turn every day. I think the World Cup was a signal moment for them. I think they showed real know-how and manpower, among other things, in covering the protests in Venezuela and protests in Brazil as well. So, they're trying to carve out areas of expertise. One of the things that, I talked to at great length when I was in Florida with Jorge Ramos about is he expects not only Univision but Fusion to be a toll booth through which every candidate for president is going to have to pass if they're taken seriously. If they want to reach out to the Latino vote, they want to reach out to the youth vote, and they want to reach out to the young Latino vote that primarily gets its news in English.
Well, how likely is it, David, that by the next presidential election, 2016, that Fusion is still around?
Well, I think this is the great gamble that Univision and Disney have made. They've got a few years running room. They're going to have to prove themselves. Both corporations, particularly Disney, have proven themselves to be very bottom line minded, but also long-term focused. I think what they're looking to do here is one of the most interesting experiments we've seen in television in a very long time, perhaps since the emergence of Fox News in 1996. Whether or not it succeeds is really going to be a question of whether they both get the consciousness of possible viewers and also then the loyalty of those viewers. So a couple years ahead, we'll know.
David, they have been hiring a lot of people. You mentioned Jorge Ramos, of course, who's very well known, but they've also been hiring people who are well known from other media organizations, from Reuters, from Vice, from Jezebel. Is the only way to make a TV network, a new TV network, work to bring in people that everyone already knows?
Well, you're talking about, I think, a stockpiling of an incredible amount of talent in the social media world. Felix Salmon, Margarita Noriega, and many others,
right,
who I think are trying to put Fusion on the map in the social media world as a way of, I guess, doing well by doing good. That is, by doing really good work, by doing stuff that's compelling, telling stories. You know, you think of people at Vox, 538 and others trying to tell stories graphically and visually. They're trying to figure out new ways to approach stories about politics or sport or foreign affairs or what have you in a way that works in the vernacular of social media and has credibility with younger viewers and consumers. And I think they see that as a sort of viral marketing technique as well as a way of doing solid but digital journalism.
When you say digital there, as you toured around this facility, does it look just like any other TV network, or was there something different about it, something about the fact that it really was born in 2013?
Well, look, it's very open spaced and it's very high tech and it's connected in all kinds of ways. They also use these enormous, seemingly sky high walls as the backdrops for their various studios. So if Univision happens to be filming, they have one logo kind of superimposed on one vast wall. And if Fusion's on the air, they might use another. And so the lighting and the color schemes and the logos can all change around. What I did see was just open space. Anybody can mingle. The ideas that you can flag down people, even people from Univision flagging down people from Fusion and vice versa. And there's a young vibe there. You know, these aren't people, not all of them have been there for 30, 40 years. These are folks who are, they're trying to hire folks to bring new energy, whatever their age might be.
NPR media correspondent David Folkenflik. David, thank you.
You bet.